Right, good morning everybody and welcome to the service. We do give you a warm welcome, especially to any visitors who are here with us today. I think Margaret is going to commence with a prayer, aren't you? So I'll just let Margaret come here.
Let us pray. Put the love in our hearts, Lord Jesus, love for you, love for those around us, love for those we find hard to love. Amen.
Amen. As you might have gathered, the theme is love today. Let's have a look at this parable. The journey from Jerusalem to Jericho is about 17 miles and it descends about 3,500 feet. It was notorious for robbers, bandits, etc. So no doubt both the priest and the Levite thought, I don't want to hang around here. But you would have thought, as men of God, they would have helped the man in some way. However, they didn't want to defile themselves by touching him and such things, so they passed by. Then a hated Samaritan came along, a scum of the earth to Jews, came along, and he had mercy on him. I imagine the conversation went something like this. Hey, you look in a bad way. I carry a first aid kit because I'm in St. John's ambulance. I'll just tend to your wounds and bandage you up. There's a travel lodge not far down the road, so we can get help there. I'll just help you up onto my donkey. We're at the travel lodge. Hello, what do you want? My friend needs lodgings for a few days. What? He looks like an Egyptian mummy. I can't have him upsetting my paid guests just like that. They're going to see the gladiators fighting Jericho. Jet, and I don't know if anybody knows any other gladiators. But the most famous of them all is, of course, Russell Crowe. Here, have to stay in his room and have room service. Well, thank you. I just want the best for him. Breakfast, perhaps a continental breakfast. Jewish times, ensuite, etc. Oh, and I'll pay you well. Oh, well, I only want silver coins. I don't want any of this American Express stuff. After staying overnight to care for the traveller, the Samaritan moved on, and good to his word, he turned up a few days later and paid any further expenses. Now, Jesus had been upsetting the Pharisees for some time. You only have to look back at Luke 5, where he, 12 to 16, he healed a leper. 17 to 26, he said he had authority to forgive sins, which didn't go down too well with the Pharisees. Then his attitude to sinners, 17 to 32. Fasting, verses 33 to 39. Then chapter 6, verses 1 to 11. He talked about the Sabbath. But it looked as though the lawyer was trying to catch him out. He asked Jesus, what must I do to have eternal life? And Jesus referred him to the Old Testament, Leviticus 19, verse 18, to love the Lord your God, and Deuteronomy 6, verse 5, your neighbour as yourself. But the lawyer was hoping Jesus wouldn't give him the textbook answer from the Word of God, and tried again to get the initiative by demanding a more precise answer. But who is my neighbour? Jesus, I think, thought the real question should be, do I behave as a neighbour? Jesus doesn't say, who should we help? Failure to keep the commandment does not spring from a lack of information. We don't need to know who our neighbour is before we go to help them. but a lack of love. And this is what the lawyer lacked, a lack of love. So he really needed a heart conversion. Given that the first two passed by the traveller, the audience would have expected the third person to be a Jewish layman, given the anti-clerical point of the story. So do you think the lawyer took Jesus' advice? Did he think, oh yes, this Samaritan is my neighbour? I don't think he did, because he couldn't even say the word Samaritan. He hated him so much, you know, so I don't think he really got the point of the message. Right.
We'll read the first little bit, or I will read the first little bit, and then when we get to the second slide, there are some bits where we want you to join in. For an example, it will say, have everyone tremble and say, oh, that's such a dangerous road. And that's how we'll go through from there onwards. So if you can join in where it tells you to. Jesus asked a man one day, what must I do to live forever with God? What have you been taught, said Jesus. Love God with everything that I am, answered the man, and love your neighbour the same way I love myself. Good, Jesus smiled. That's what I would have said. But who exactly is my neighbour, asked the man. So Jesus told him a story. There once was a man who went for a walk from Jerusalem to Jericho. Robbers grabbed hold of the man and they beat him. They took his clothes and they left him lying helpless by the side of the road.
I don't think I can walk.
Soon a priest walked by. Help that man. But the priest didn't. He walked past the helpless man and left him lying there.
Oh, dear.
A man who walked to the temple came by next. Yeah. Hello, man. But no, he didn't either. He walked past the helpless man and left him lying there.
Oh, dear.
Then a Samaritan came by. The beaten man was Jewish, and Samaritans didn't believe the same things about God as the Jewish people. Also, some very bad things had happened between Jews and Samaritans years and years before, so they didn't get along. So, once again, the Samaritan came by. Everyone.
You'll never help a man.
But he did. He bandaged his wounds.
That feels better.
He put him on a donkey. He took him to an inn and paid the innkeeper to care for him.
Here's some money.
And he promised to pay even more if needed. Then he returned.
And there's more money too.
So, which of these three men, Jesus asked, was a neighbour to the man who had been beaten?
What do you think?
The one who showed him mercy and cared for him, answered the man who asked the question. Then you go and be a neighbour too, said Jesus. Okay. So that's our story for today, and you've already gathered from what Brian's spoken about. And we've just sung about God being a good, good father, that he loves us and provides for us. Have a think about who you could be a good neighbour to. And as like the Good Samaritan was. And we have in a minute, I'm going to ask... I have a couple of helpers, yeah. Can you go and hand out some of the hearts for people?
We need the hearts too, yeah. Yeah. Can you come and help? Take a
course, the pens or pictures as well. And then what I'd like people to do is to write on the hearts. Maybe somebody they'd like to pray for, maybe a neighbour that they know has needs that they would like to help. Now, you two options with these hearts. You can go around and hand them out, please, or pass them along. The pens are here if you haven't got pen. And then we will have two options. You can either take your hearts home to remember your neighbours, or I would quite like them to come back into the basket, because we were having a bit of a discussion the other day about how we could make the Mission Enablers Board, I'll get the right name, look a bit in the hall, look a little bit more colourful. And my idea was one of them, that we could decorate it. So we thought we could maybe decorate it with some of those hearts, because all of those people are people that need our love, that the Mission Enablers kindly support. So you have two options there, and we'll just give you a few minutes, and then we'll... I'm just going to say a very short prayer for all those messages that we've written on our hearts. And then Brian's going to give it another little talk. But in the meantime, do carry on doing the hearts if you'd like to. Okay. So, Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you for all of those messages that have been written on the hearts, Lord. Help us to remember our neighbours. Maybe they're perhaps neighbours we don't always see eye to eye with. But we still need to tell them of your love. We still need to pray for them. Just help us, Lord, to be good neighbours to our neighbours and all of those around us, Lord. Amen.
Right, we're all very good to our neighbours. We give to charity shops, food banks, of course, prayer time, money for Christian aid charities overseas. We probably won't meet any of these people, and we give to things and perhaps forget about them. Of course, there are charities especially close to our hearts where we pray for them day in, day out, and give money to them, which is great. But what about the neighbours who live next door or in a small community? Those noisy, swearing neighbours playing loud music you don't like Kylie, Madonna, Harry Styles. Pardon?
We had nothing there, so...
Oh, dear.
So they had to took her away.
Right, but I hope you pray for her and that she will change. Or living sandwiched between two Tottenham supporters. Seriously, in what ways can we show love to our neighbours? There's a strong sense of community spirit in the small cul-de-sac where we live, where the majority are more than willing to help each other. Although when we moved 6.5 years ago, people were still willing to help each other, but the average 80% of the people were 70 years old plus, and we didn't help. Sorry, I didn't help. Now it is about 55% of the people are 30 to 40 years old of age, plus children from 1 month to teenagers. On Mondays and or Thursdays, the children from tots to teenagers come out for a play night and are joined by a few other children who live nearby. Most of the parents come out too with their chairs and sit and chat. There is no animosity, just a sharing love and time of fun and laughter. So what can we do to show God's love to our neighbours? Of course, pray for them. A smile and how are you getting on? Invite them round for coffee or tea. At Christmas, we've done the chocolate version of the birth of Jesus, if people know that, which goes down both with adults and children. It goes down very well. And having a spare copy of the story, because some of them, oh, we can try that on, you know, people who we know. So there's lots of things we can do to show our love to all our neighbours. So, you know, a friendly smile each day when you see them, and, you know, that makes their day. Some people haven't seen anybody all day or even all week. So just think of how you can show your love to those around you. Could we now say the Lord's Prayer together, the prayer which Jesus taught his disciples? Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Thank you.